You're with SBS Radio.
It was a dream many Afghan women fought for, the right to play sport, including cricket. But the deputy head of the Taliban's cultural mission, Ahmadullah Wasiq, has told SBS News women who play cricket could find themselves in a situation where their face and body will not be covered.
It is the media era, and there will be photos and videos, and then people watch it. Islam and the Islamic Emirate do not allow women to play cricket or play the kinds of sports where they get exposed.
Afghanistan is one of 12 full International Cricket Council members permitted to play official test matches. All full members must have a men's and a women's side. But Mr. Wasiq says the Taliban will not compromise.
Girls do not need sport. They will get exposed and not follow the dress code, and Islam does not allow that. Even if we face challenges and problems, we have fought for our religion so that Islam is followed. We will not ignore Islamic values even if it causes opposition. We will not leave our Islamic rules.
The governing body for world cricket, the ICC, says it will discuss the impact of the Taliban's comments. In a statement to SBS News, an official ICC spokesperson said it is committed to the long-term growth of women's cricket, and it is concerned that women in Afghanistan will no longer be allowed to play. Cricket Australia's CEO, Nick Hockley, says the fate of November's match between the two nations will be decided by the ICC and the federal government.
We're working very closely and having all the right discussions with the ICC, with the Australian government, and ultimately we'll take our lead from them.
Federal Trade Minister Dan Tehan isn't impressed.
Incredibly disappointing. As a matter of fact, I think most Australians would be absolutely abhorred at the idea that girls and women wouldn't be allowed to play sport.
Former Olympian turned independent MP Zoli Stegall has urged sporting leaders to take a stand.
You can't get the flow-on benefit of having a national men's team if you're not prepared to have also the national benefit of a national women's team. And I think this is where the international sporting community will need to be incredibly strong, and absolutely there are no exceptions that can be made.
The game is scheduled to be played in Hobart. Members of the local Hazara community were for a time looking forward to it, though now not anymore. Amin Safa, the public information officer for the Hazara community in Tasmania, would like the Australian government to take action.
Well, we would like to ask the Australian government this time to take some responsibility, not to recognize or not let this game to go ahead.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.